All right, let me record this real fast because I've got to get some sleep. But there's some channels. I talked about this about 3 years ago, but there's some channels talking about it now. And I'm gonna break it down as much as I can to explain from my perspective. Everybody has a different perspective, but so. The AI program is the flesh mind. And so you're in a cube, spiritual cube. You can't see it, but you're in it. And so you're born in the matrix, the machine. So ma, M-A. M-A creatures are flesh creatures, right? The M-A-E creatures are spiritually born again creatures. So the machine or the material realm is a program of the flesh mind. And so when you get the spirit mind, it's counterintuitive to the flesh mind. I'll give you an example. Time, everybody's saying time is linear. No, everybody thinks time is linear, but it's not. It's a repeat. This is why when a Wiccan or somebody puts something into the next day, it scares you. It's like, how did that happen? They didn't do nothing fancy. Every day is the same, and every time you put something out there, it creates a pattern, right? It has to flow back because you're in that cube. It's like being in the elevator. Everything has to reflect back. So there's patterns that you created in your life. There's patterns you're creating today, and they always have to reflect back, right? I don't think I'm going to have time to do this because it's so deep. But let me just say this. The program in the AI-66 flesh mind cube system is the material realm, and it's used by God to send you around the mountain 1,000 times till you get tired of it and cry out to God, and you run to Jesus. The letter killeth. And so when God gives you the Holy Spirit, you can see past the sine wave program. And it's all, the reality is, the program of God is pro-G RAM. The RAM caught in the thicket. So you see the positive and the negative. And so you have to go through the program, and you're slowly peeling off different layers, whether it's your culture lie, your bloodline lie, your all the different layers of programs, whether it's the redneck lie, whether it's the yuppie lie, whether it's the be your own God lie, whether it's the Wiccan lie, the Gnostic lie, there's every program is just like you, whether it's a denominational program, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, whatever the program is. See, at its root, let me just say this and I'll be done. At its root, the program that man is dealing with is he's trying to get his identity in something down here. And as long as you get your identity in something down here, your education, your looks, your shape, your clothes, your shoes, your hair, your car, your city, your nation, whatever you get your identity in down here is still the program. But when you get your identity in Christ, you step outside the program and you can see the vanity of all the other programs. Because in Christ is eternal life. In Christ is the source code. And so all these other things, it's all about your identity. And you know it's identity because the root word of this reality is D-I-V-I-D-E, divide. And so when Jesus left, he split space-time, D-I, he came down. He went through the cross, the cutting of the cross, V, and he went back up. ID, sent back the spirit, the letter E, divide. And so it's all about your identity in him, abiding in him, dwelling in him, who you are in Christ. This whole thing is about an identity. And as you slowly cut out, it could even be a marriage. It can be anything that you get your identity out of that's not Christ. So as God slowly cuts out all these other fake identities, you're slowly leaving the program. And then finally, you just get your total identity in Christ, and all these other programs are just a joke. You can use these programs whether it's at a job or whether it's just functioning life, you know these people are in programs and you can use them, not using the people, but use the program to for your body. Your flesh is a program. Your flesh body's functioning in my program. You gotta sleep, you gotta eat, you gotta go through your routines with your body. But you can use the program for your body to survive, and you can function your business or whatever in the program, but it's just a program. But your true identity is in Christ, and once you get that settled, then all these other things, it's just a joke, because it's just a big joke, to be honest with you. Look at my Lexus that I'm driving around. I'm driving around a Tesla. You know how much of a joke that is to me? It's a piece of metal. I'm driving this Tesla. It's a piece of metal. Now, if it has a nice fold-out couch to sleep on, that's a different story, but it don't. It's just a piece of metal. And so it's such a joke. People get their identity out of money, stuff, cars, houses, cities, when it's all going to burn up. And so that's the program. And so it's the program at its root is comparing yourself with one another. But when you start to compare yourself with God, then you're all at equal standing at the foot of the cross. That's the program, people. Getting your identity in Christ, and then you step outside the AI repeat time flesh befallen program, because even identifying with your body, that's the last enemy is death. When you finally do not even identify with your clay body anymore, boom, that's the last battle. Because most people identify with their body, but it's just a temporary vessel. Your identity's in Christ. That's the way to escape all programs.